Hello, and welcome to the sideline. Today's episode will be the top 20 QBs for fantasy football. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette, and my co-host,
Morgan Matz.
And we're going to do the same style we did for our running backs, top 20. We're going to go 20 to 11, talk about it, 10 to 1. And lucky, we're going to do two episodes tonight. QBs, wide receivers, and quick kind of side note, was listening to the audio, I was saying Melvin Ingram when I meant Mark Ingram. I was saying the defensive end rather than the running back. Oh, after listening to that, I was, oh, and then just listening, I'm like, wait a second, I could switch Freeman. I was just listening, but let's get started with this day's episode. Gonna go 20 to 11. Do you want to start or?
Yeah, I can start. Okay. So number 20, I've got Mitch Trubisky. 19, I've got Case Keenum. 18, Alex Smith. 17, Jimmy Garoppolo. 16, Patrick Mahomes. 15, Kirk Cousins. 14, Philip Rivers. 13, Cam Newton. 12, Dak Prescott. 11, Matt Stafford.
Okay. For me, 20 to 11. 20, Mariota. 19, Smith. 18, Carr. 17, Mahomes. 16, Trubisky. 15, Prescott. 14, Luck. 13, Garoppolo. 12, Big Ben. And 11, Goff. Okay, so just looking at our lists here, who do you want first to address?
I want to address, why do you have Carr so high on your list?
Carr at 18?
Why do you have him so high?
Believe it or not, I'm pretty sure I had him higher. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
I think I had him 14. Why have Carr? You gotta think, we're in an 8-man league. So, from 1 to 8, we're thinking these guys are starters. And then 9 to 16, you're thinking backups. So, like, that 18 Carr, it's like, hey, he's not a backup. He may be, like, a pickup guy. I wanted to include him because when healthy and when on a groove, he's a top 10 quarterback. He just had a bad year. So, I'm thinking, let's keep him there. But I understand why you wouldn't have him in your top 20.
Okay.
Want to touch on Trubisky. Where do you got Trubisky?
I got Trubisky at 20. Why I got Trubisky at 20?
Yeah. Oh, it's second year.
Second year, you know. I don't know how many receivers he's got.
He's got...
Has he even got any good weapons anymore?
Robinson.
Oh, from the Jags?
Yep. And then Gabriel from the Falcons, who isn't a big-time name, but he was a good second, good slot guy for Matt Ryan.
I just still think that Trubisky's got a lot of learning to do still. He's still got that learn curve that I don't think that... I think he'll get decent points, but I don't think that he's going to be the guy that gets you the 20 to 25 points a week from a quarterback.
Understandable, but remember how Alex Smith had a great season last year? Offense was clicking. The Chiefs' offensive coordinator, Matt Nagy, is now the Bears head coach. So thinking, okay, he's bringing in maybe a good plan. He's got some weapons around him, but like not amazingly. But I feel like 16, Trubisky, he could be a second or backup for you if you get one of our top guys.
So where do you have Cam Newton?
Cam Newton, he's in my top 10.
All right, well, I have Cam Newton at 13. Why I have Cam Newton at 13 is he bounced around with my 12 and 11 guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know, maybe I almost thought 10. My 10 guy's a little shaky too. I don't know if I want to keep him there. But I thought Cam Newton, in the past, has had really good seasons. And then he's had really bad seasons. He's inconsistent to me, and I just think that maybe, as like you said, maybe he could be the second guy or maybe even the third guy when he's playing a more rough team with a worse defense. You can throw him in for that week and collect some big points and hope that he gets some rushing TDs, some passing TDs. He's going to get you points when he plays a rough defense. But what I think, if you had him as a starter playing against a strong defense, I don't think he's getting you the points.
Well, the reason why, once we reach the second segment of this, you see the trend that I have. And you'll kind of see why he's up there. Goff is another guy.
Goff made my top 10.
Top 10? Okay. He's 11 for me. He's one of those guys. What am I expecting? Like, let's call it second year, because that true rookie year, he was sat like half the year.
Yeah.
So we're looking at this as a sophomore year with Sean McVay. A guy I want to touch who was a 21 guy for me was, you have him at 19, I think.
Case Keenum?
Case Keenum was 21 for me.
Why I have him on my top 20 list? New team. They still got some weapons. I still think in Thomas and Sanders, I still think that those guys still got some in the tank.
Yep.
He's shown that he's could be a starting quarterback. I think that he has got what it takes. And I think Denver, with defense they have and with him coming
in, that defense is good this year.
Drafting. They have a very good chance of going far this year.
Does it scare you that they lost C.J. Anderson?
Well, Case Keenum, I think, you know, I don't know.
You don't know?
I really don't know. I think he's going to be more of a pass game guy.
Yeah.
And he ain't scared to run the ball either.
True, he's got some mobility.
He's not a Cam or a Carson Wentz, but he's not a Tom Brady or a Drew Brees. He's got some. It's not fast, but he's got enough where he could scramble for that 3 yards or 4 yards,
like a Drew Brees,
a young Drew Brees.
Yeah. Prescott, where do you got him?
I got Dak at 12.
Dak at 12, and I have him at 15. I think only reason why I had him around that 12, 15, but then it was like looking at weapons, and it's like, ah.
That was a big thing for me, too, because I didn't know. My 14, 13, 12 were all kind of moving around. Like, I changed my list around, and looking at what he has for receivers, right now, to me, it looks like Ezekiel Elliott's going to lead that team. It's just going to be, here you go, here you go, here you go.
Well, now, having on the same topic of lack of wide receivers, Garoppolo, Jimmy G.
Where do you have him on your list?
I got him at 13. It's one of those things, like, how I look at it, luck's below him. It's luck was before. He was 7 for me. Injury, and I started thinking. I was listening to some podcasts. I was like, is luck really up there? I'm not too sure about his health. He may be a guy you take. You may have like an Aaron Rodgers, and you may be like, you know what? Maybe luck as a backup, just like take him. And then, who knows, we might get the luck we've been waiting for. But yeah, Jimmy G is a guy that didn't get the offensive threats. His best receivers are Grisson and Marquise
Goodwin.
Yeah. Those, and it's one of those, I just view Garoppolo. Luck, when Luck is healthy, he moves up. Garoppolo, I view him better than Prescott, better than Trubisky, better than Mahomes, better than Carr, better than Smith, and better than Mariota.
See, for me, Garoppolo made my list. He made 17. But to be honest, he wasn't on the list when I first made my top 20. Why I say that is because Garoppolo hasn't had the starting job for a full year.
Yeah.
Played the full season, went through the grind of going through the number one role for a full season. He's played a couple games when he was with New England. Played a few when he was with the 49ers. But he just hasn't seen that 60 minutes on the field. He has not seen that.
Alex Smith, 19 for me.
18 for me.
I'm going to be completely honest. First thinking about it, Mariota 19, 20, Eli Manning. But then I was like, Alex Smith,
he's got a new team this year.
Yeah, Redskins. But and the lack of weapons around him. He's got Jordan Reed, but other than Jordan Reed, it's Vernon Davis. And then the receivers aren't Tyreek Hill. But my main question is, the Redskins, what are they asking him from? Like, are they going to be like, hey, we want the Alex Smith from week one and like that week? Or I want the Alex Smith I'll take dink and dunk passes. That's my big issue.
I think Alex Smith, like your dad told me, he's a guy that can just read the defense. He's a vet guy. I think going into the Redskins, having that veteran presence, I think even with the receivers that aren't really big name receivers, I think that maybe if we see Alex Smith, like 49ers Alex Smith, then into young Chiefs Smith, I think that he's going to make those receivers big name guys. Kind of like an example of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady makes his receivers.
But would you be happy with Smith as a backup quarterback?
I would be happy.
But you wouldn't want it, but if it's like,
if I've got really no choice and he's there and I'm didn't draft a quarterback for my second guy, he would be definitely one of the guys I would strongly consider. Over a, for me wise, I would, if there was a,
I'll throw out an example. Smith, you have Case Keenum, you have Eli Manning, and let's throw a kind of fourth kind of, because I think he won't get drafted, a Jameis Winston.
I'm probably taking Smith, and then, man, Eli Manning, he almost did make my list. He almost did. Trubisky, I almost thought, maybe not, because, like you know, I'm not a huge fan on the young guys. I liked my veterans who have shown and put in the work. So I almost went with Manning. And plus, I almost did put in Nick Foles on my list, too. Because Carson Wentz back, healthy. Where does Nick Foles throw in as the backup role? Or Super Bowl MVP? Does he find a new team that says, that's my team?
That is true. I like that idea. Thought of someone also who was at 21, 22. Sam Bradford is another guy I kind of thought about. Wasn't too sure. Injury's the only reason. But your guy, Big Ben.
Big Ben. I'm a Steelers fan. He cracked my top 10.
Top 10? He went 12 for me. I had him last year.
You dropped him halfway through, didn't you?
Yeah.
I picked him up off you.
I was done with it. I was not happy with Big Ben last year. And I think, I don't want to break your heart, but I think the tires are starting to fall off.
Well, this is the way I see it. I want to see Big Ben play, but the guy either has got to step his game up and become a man like Tom Brady. Age is getting to you, but you need to fill that role as how old are you getting? Or you just need to say, I'm retiring. I'm done. You don't go out on a career that you are forced out.
Yeah.
Go out on a career that you are chosen, that you say, I'm done. Time to let the new guy in. And he's throwing a lot of shade on the rookie that they drafted.
True enough. Do you feel like we...
I want to ask you about Matt Stafford. He's not even on your list. He made 11 for me.
He is... He's up a little higher. He's in our next segment for me. You feel like we touched on everyone you want to talk about?
Yeah, I'm good. Let's go for 10 to 1.
10 to 1? Want me to start off?
Yeah, for sure.
Another LA guy, Philip Rivers, at 10. 9, Stafford. 8, Cousins. 7, Newton. 6, Breeze. 5, Brady. 4, Watson. 3, Wentz. 2, Wilson. And 1, who's going to be a bad man, Rodgers.
All right, so my top 10, Big Ben Roethlisberger is my number 10. Then I have Jared Goff at 9, Matt Ryan at 8, Carson Wentz at 7, Derek Carr at 6, Tom Brady at 5, Andrew Luck at 4, Breeze at 3, Wilson at 2, and A-Rod at number 1.
I'm just noticing this. Matt Ryan didn't make my list.
Matt Ryan.
I don't think Ryan... I might have been an error. Looking at...
Since we're on Matt Ryan, when I first made my original list, Matt Ryan was at number 5 for me.
Ooh.
And then I thought... Derek Carr, you know, coming off that injury.
Okay.
Maybe he's... Maybe he's in that same mindset as Aaron Rodgers. I got some weapons this year. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Okay, this is what I want to do. I'm going to slide in Matt Ryan at 10, Rivers at 9. Goff will move out down. Like, it'll be a moving slot. So my Mariota will be kicked from my 20, and Smith will be my 20 spot. But yeah. Rivers will slide down to 11. Matt Ryan is 10. But quick kind of touch on Rivers on why he made my top 10 originally. He's got some good wide receivers. Keenan Allen's being healthy. That team overall is a good team, which is going to help Philip Rivers, I believe. So that's my quick touch bit. Now why Matt Ryan just sneaks in. He had a rough year last year.
Yeah, he did have a rough year, but his number one guy had a rough year, too. That could play a role in that.
When we come to our wide receivers, you may be surprised why with where I have Julio Jones. But, okay, now looking at this top 10, where would you like to start? Do you want us, we both share the same Rodgers at 1, right?
Yep.
So are we...
I think... What do you think about Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers? I think he's going to be angry. I think he's very angry because Aaron Rodgers is a very good quarterback. He's a very good. He probably likes the attention, but in his division right now, there's a new guy there, Cousins. Cousins just got most money, and they're talking about how good Cousins is and all this. And then, not only Cousins is getting that talk, then you look at Trubisky's getting the talk, being, oh, he's the next big thing. And yeah, Stafford hasn't been the loudest guy, but it seems like people are forgetting about Rodgers. And I bet you he's hearing that. And he's like, oh yeah, you're forgetting about me? You're forgetting me? Well, I'm going to be back. And he's going to be a bad, bad man, I think.
Yeah, he's definitely looking for that Super Bowl ring.
But I'll be completely honest, it was a toss-up between Wilson and Rodgers for me.
I always had my distinctive as Aaron Rodgers as number one. And I put Russell as 2 because, like we said before,
led the league, led fantasy football.
Wilson is a guy who can pretty much, I think, can do it all. He can run. Yeah. He can pass. He just... And, like, everybody forgets about him, but he does have a pretty good weapon at number one receiver.
Doug Baldwin.
Everybody throws shade on him and just kind of is like the Antonio Brown OBJ. But you can't forget about Doug Baldwin.
3. You got Breeze?
Yeah, I got Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, you got Luck up to four.
I put Luck at four for the same reason why I put Rodgers at one. Because I think he's going to come back fire. I think he's going to come back hot. And he wants people to know that he can compete. Watch out, Tom Brady. Here comes Andrew Luck.
Okay, let's go back to my kind of trend that I was talking about when we first talked about Newton. You were, okay, what's going on? Where's Newton? Newton's at seven for me. But look at my top 10. Rodgers, Wilson, Wentz, Watson. Take away Brady. Brady Breeze, take them away. Newton, you can include Cousins, Stafford, and now Ryan. All those guys can move a bit.
Mobile quarterbacks
is what, and that's what you kind of need. You need that ability that some of these guys, like a Rodgers, isn't going to get as many yards as, say, a Cam does when he runs the ball. But if he's in the end zone and needs to run the ball in, he'll do it.
He's not going to just throw it through the sidelines and take the field goal. He's a guy that'll go straight forward, get that TD, and those are big fantasy points when the quarterback gets a, like, say, 2-3 passing TDs and then gets a rushing TD.
And that's why I have Wentz. Wentz is why he kind of cracked that. Yeah, he's coming off an ACL. I have two guys coming off of ACLs, Wentz and Watson. Watson, I don't think he made your list, did he?
No, Watson didn't make my list. Just again, you know, young guy, off an injury. Carson Wentz, same, but why I say Carson Wentz always on my list is because he led his team pretty much all the way to the playoffs as a top team, and Nick Foles, he just stepped up.
Yeah, true. They was a good...
And some could say Nick Foles' whole fiasco was just a fluke, and it just, the guys had a rough career, and then all of a sudden, he finally has maybe a decent team, and he just goes off.
Okay, I want to read you his 2017 stats.
For Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, Deshaun Watson. He played four games, I think.
Four games. And he's cracking your top 10?
No. Maybe he started week 3-8. He had bye week 7. He came in week 1 and 2, but it wasn't the Deshaun Watson that we wanted. But coming in to that from New England game to Seattle game, New England game, he had 24 points, fantasy points. Tennessee, 41 fantasy points. KC, 45 fantasy points. Cleveland, 29, not the greatest. Then the end of the game, end of his season, sadly, Seattle, 40 points.
Whoo! That's a lot of points. I never realized that he was racking that many points up.
Oh, yeah. Guess who picked him up on the free agency? Ty. Ty lucked out and found him. But just looking at that small sample, and yeah, he's coming off an ACL. They're huge. Those are huge fantasy numbers.
That could be the game changer in you winning a week in fantasy.
Which is why he cracked my...
Like, if you had Deshaun Watson playing like that, and then you had Todd Gurley, like, you're almost getting 80 points off two guys. Two guys!
Kirky Cousins? Captain Kirk? Where you got him?
I have him at 15.
Oh, and I haven't been eight. New team.
That's the only reason why. And I don't think that he was worth the money that they paid him.
Oh, that's a whole nother topic.
And I don't know if that's going to go to his head, that he thinks that I'm the big paid money guy. I'm Aaron Rodgers is old news. I make more money. I'm better. And I don't know. I just don't.
I just kind of look at it as he had good years at the Redskins, but you look at Sam Bradford, you look at Case Keenum, and just looking at, okay, these guys did well. Could I see Kirk Cousins doing well? Yeah, I could see him probably doing better, and that's why I was kind of a guy. I personally, I don't think I'm going to target, but he's a guy. Tom Brady, I have him at 5. You have him at 5.
I also have him at 5. Tom Brady's one of those guys that he probably will go down as the, you know, I'm not gonna start an argument, actually. I was gonna say greatest quarterback of all time, but that's a whole different argument. But Tom Brady,
he throws touchdown passes.
He throws TDs, but he's not gonna run in that point, and I feel Tom Brady's game is more, he throws for those 10 yards, 5 yards, 15 yards.
Yeah.
Like, Brady isn't just going to pull a Patrick Mahomes or a Jimmy Garoppolo or a young guy like Trubisky and just be like, oh, pressure, and just bomb it deep and hope for the best.
Yeah.
And get big fantasy points if it's good, but
he'll most likely either chuck it to the sidelines or hold on to it and just take the sack. Rather take a sack than throwing an interception. I just took a peek at your list. Carr at 6. Did I see that correctly?
Carr at 6. I like Carr's receiver core this year. I just like him. Like, you got Amari Cooper, Jordy Nelson, Martavis Bryant. I just like his core this year. I think he's going to have a lot of different options. And I just, personally, if Carr's on the board when it's that 4-5 round, I'm probably going to take Carr.
So, just looking at our top 10, do you feel like you want to address anyone else, or is there kind of that guy you want to talk about? Or, because I'm thinking we should do what we did last time with the running backs. Thinking, okay, if it's not, let's say Rodgers isn't going one, who's going to go one for you? Thinking our fantasy league, which, by the way, I didn't mention this during our first podcast. We are a standard, not a PRP. Two different leagues, so we're just a standard league. So, who would be your surprise first overall pick? And who's the guy looking that either could climb? One guy that could climb a lot, and one guy that could fall.
Well, it all depends on our league who's picking first, because last year's first pick was a little bit...
Tom Brady.
Was a little bum. And out of everybody you could pick, you get first pick, and you're taking Brady. But for quarterback-wise, in that 4-5 round, whoever's got first pick, and for quarterback-wise, Aaron Rodgers, if he's not the guy, I either think people are going to go with Carson Wentz, Russell Wilson, and I could see it, Dak Prescott. I think some people, like, we have a couple guys in our league that like those young guys, and I think Dak could, they could be thinking, maybe him and Eze are just going to light it up together, and he's going to run a bunch of screens and swings and...
Which, yeah, those are points, dumping them off the run back.
I just think that guys who are also looking at the O-line, the Cowboys have a pretty good O-line. So Prescott, even with the no weapons he has, is going to have time. And if he develops into something big, maybe he's like a Brady. Just get me guys to protect me,
or
I'll make my receivers.
Or if he goes back to that kind of rookie season. Like that sophomore year wasn't bad. It was, everyone was talking him up to be the next big superstar, though. So
who do you think is going for quarterbacks if Aaron Rodgers isn't the first guy going?
I don't think people paid enough attention to Russell Wilson in our league, to be completely honest. I see Carson Wentz. Does someone take a gamble on Deshaun Watson?
Me personally, I'm not taking a gamble on him, but
oh,
for you wise, I could definitely see you taking Deshaun Watson.
I want to, because that look, just those 40 points on fantasy, it's like, oh, how can't I have you on my team?
And another thing is, like you're talking right now, people would might just take Deshaun Watson just because we have guys in our league that like to take guys just to make other guys mad. And then they're all like,
oh, trade me a Julio Jones, Le'Veon Bell, and every player on your team.
Pretty much your whole team. And then they have him on the bench or as his second QB. And he puts up 40 points. And they're like, oh my God, I did this to make somebody mad. Now this guy's my starter.
See, for Watson, though, I wouldn't take him as my number one guy. But if I say I had a, let's call a Kirk Cousins, maybe Cam Newton, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, kind of those close to end guys for your top 10 for a fantasy number one guy, and then Watts is there. Watson's there. I'm going to pick him.
So I have a question for you. Looking at your list, you got to pick a guy 1 through 10 and a guy 10 through 20. Those are your two quarterbacks for this year. Who do you think will still be available if you had pick 3?
Pick 3. So like,
so you'd have, in say they start going in round 4, you had the third pick in that. So I would presume that guys like Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Carson Wentz are going to be gone. Who are you taking for your starting quarterback week 1?
I think I'm going to have to go Tom Brady. I was thinking maybe Newton, but Newton's inconsistent. So that's my guy from my top 10. And then from 11 to 20, I'd maybe take a gamble on Luck. Maybe a Prescott. But my guy might be Goff. Because Goff is 11 for me. Yourself?
See, me, I have Derek Carr as 6, and I'm taking Derek Carr as my number one guy. I think that's who I'm going with. And my number two guy, I almost do want to take a gamble on a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo or Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I just think it, those guys will want to show up. They'll want to show that you guys made, like Jimmy Garoppolo, you made the right choice bringing me here. I'm your guy. I'm going to show you why.
Yeah, I'd agree taking a gamble. Anything else you would like to touch on?
I'm pretty set. I'm just going to say, if you had the chance, Aaron Rodgers, number one quarterback for you.
Yep, I agree with that. Well, we're going to end this segment. Thank you for listening to the Sidelined. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette. If anything, you want to discuss top 20, discuss what yours is, disagree, tweet me at @A_Ouellette31.
You can tweet me at @MorganMance1.
And make sure to hit that follow button on Blog Talk Radio. And thank you for listening.